Michigan State hockey forward Nicholas Mueller just finished his second season for the Spartans. He evolved his game to become much more well-rounded and contribute in key situations after spending a lot of his time at center this season. The Switzerland native has carved out a role for himself after playing with and against some of the biggest names in hockey, both at Michigan State and during his time growing up in Europe, where he originally fell in love with the game.
Yeah, so in Switzerland, obviously, hockey's not the most popular sport, but I actually started on my backyard, you know, on a little pond, had skates, and then I just, started to love it directly, and I wanted to do it more and more, and then, I got my parents to go to a hockey school close to my home in Basel, and that's why, where I started, and started to love the sport.
He developed very well at a very young age. He started to have his hockey career tracked by prospect sites when he was around 11 years old, but he never let the pressure get to him, even at that age.
I had kind of early, you know, that vision to play professional hockey and become like an NHL player and stuff. So I made myself the pressure, but honestly, I think most of the time I just played, you know, with fun and, you know, getting in that groove. And I think that's why I also like played my best, you know, but obviously I think when I look back, I definitely had a little bit pressure by myself, you know, and like, you know, from the coaches a little bit and stuff, but overall no big pressure at all, actually.
He was able to get his parents' blessing and continue his playing career in Sweden, where he played juniors and became one of the best youth prospects in Switzerland. That led him to the opportunity to represent his country on a world stage multiple times.
Yeah, that was unbelievable, a big honor. Every time I put that sweater on, it's obviously a huge accomplishment and a huge honor for me. I started pretty early with the under 16 in Switzerland, you know, and then you kind of get to know all those bodies which are the same age. And then, obviously the biggest highlights are the three world championships, the under 18 and then the two world juniors I was able to play, and just big honor for me to represent my country. And one tournament also, we came to the semifinals, we beat Sweden, where I played. That was especially kind of like nice, but obviously a big honor for me to play for Switzerland.
Shortly after that, Nicholas began to talk to Michigan State. He arrived in East Lansing with lofty expectations after he impressed the Spartan coaching staff. He was brought in to try and fill the shoes of Hobey Baker finalist Taro Hirose, who at the time had just left Michigan State to play in the NHL.
Yeah, so the kind of like, I got kind of late into college hockey because I didn't know that you have to kind of, or they recruit you at such a young age. So I came in kind of late, you know, into the college hockey world and stuff. So I just talked to my advisor and he should look around a little bit and talk to some teams. And obviously Taro, a really talented guy from Michigan State, was leaving. And then they had kind of like, I think, trouble finding like someone which fits in there. And I came kind of at the right time, I guess. And then I first talked to assistant coach Joe Exter, and then with head coach, and visited obviously. And I think it's a great campus, huge, you know, Manais Arena with the new renovation, where they, what they also showed me, which hopefully happens next year. It was a great experience, and I just loved it for when I first came here, and that's why I made my decision kind of.
Spartan head coach Danton Cole also had an idea that Mueller could fit in really well next to Kodorenko and Lewandowski, the remaining two pieces of the KHL line.
You know, with the World Juniors, you know, we played on a line with Nico Hischier and, did real well in that role. And, you know, we had seen some things before he came in. So we just saw a young man with a good hockey IQ that could make plays at a high pace. And so we had Lewandowski and Kodorenko coming back, and we thought, hey, we'll slide him in there and see how he does.
Even with the new shoes to fill, Nicholas did the same thing as in his first couple games as a Spartan that he did back in Europe. He remained cool and collected, he had fun, and he let the game come to him because he trusted his own game.
Well, I made myself always a little bit pressure, for sure, but the coaches just told me to play, you know, and I think, I played also in big games, obviously, with good players which play in the NHL, for example, Kurashev in Chicago or Hischier for the New Jersey Devils. I played with them in the same line as well. So it was kind of like just like also a big step into college hockey and stuff. But I love to play between Kotarenko and Louis, obviously. But yeah, it was tough, It was again another step. And first, you kind of come in and I had a good time in the beginning, good games, but then as soon as the kind of the whole US game, small rink, like everything gets to you, you kind of get a dip, first year as a freshman. And I couldn't really handle that very well, probably halfway through the season, and then I had a kind of a dip. But yeah, obviously it was a great experience to play some games in that first line.
During the early parts of his Michigan State career, Nikolas had to do something a lot of his other teammates didn't have to go through. Nikolas had to learn the North American style of play. He was used to the European style of play, but he had to adjust if he was going to fit in at Michigan State.
So first of all, I have to say it's a big difference because I played on smaller ice, but with a Swiss coach. So it's not kind of like the US mentality I played. And that's what the biggest like adjustment I had to do, kind of, more hitting, more dumping, those are the big two ones. And then you just have to be faster in your head, that's just kind of obviously to say, but it's a big thing and big part of it,
On top of having to adjust to the American style of play, he also had to adjust to the American style of life off the ice.
So college, obviously, a lot of fast food and a lot of partying. No, those were probably the biggest like adjustments I had to kind of make in my life. And just like I lived for myself 4 years in Sweden in a good apartment where I cooked and everything. And then I went back to the kind of the dorms, So it was kind of like something else to live in and stuff. So that was kind of the adjustment to kind of go back into it. But yeah, the fast food and yeah, the people are different, I probably you have been to Europe, it's just a little bit different, but yeah, I love them as well. So it's just a little adjustment, obviously.
Even though his Michigan State career is only half over, some of Nikolas' teammates, such as Michigan State forward Josh Naudler, have already started to see what kind of effect and lasting impact he'll leave in East Lansing.
I think it's kind of twofold. I think one is just kind of like I mentioned before, just how hardworking he is, and he's very much does what he can for the team. He never complains. He never, he always finds kind of the positive side, and he's always working hard and does what he can to make the team better, which is I think something that's extremely important for a winning culture. And I think too, it's kind of interesting him being from Europe. I think people, looking at Michigan State and looking at what he's done, coming from Europe, I think kind of, oftentimes it's not. It happens a lot, but I don't think it's the most popular thing for European players to come to the United States and play college. But I think him having success and him, striving here and showing what he can do as a European player kind of will leave a legacy and an imprint on other European players to maybe want to be, go towards more of the college route.
With 2 years under his belt at Michigan State, Nikolas has his sights set on big things for this upcoming season and beyond in regards to his hockey career.
Next year, NCAA tournament. I feel this year we had a rough year, and the year before was obviously better, but this year a really rough year. But I think we get a lot of good transfers. We get a lot of good freshmen. We all a year older, a year better. So I really want to get to the NCAA tournament, and for me personally, I want to get to that next step. First year I didn't play a lot, or beginning I played a lot, but then not too much. Then second year I play a lot, but didn't produce as well as I used to or want to, kind of, And then the obvious step has to be a producer. We need goal scorers in that team. We need point producers. So that's my step next year, and my goal. And then 5 years, my goal, why I did kind of everything, obviously I love hockey, but my goal is the NHL. I want to do everything to get to the NHL, where the way it's going, if it's like going to the AHL, staying in college, obviously, going to Europe, try that way. All the ways are open for me, but definitely my goal is the NHL.
This has been a podcast by Kyle Hattie, WKAR Current Sports Reporter. Thank you for listening.